When President Trump announced a sweeping 10% tariff on all imports to the United States, along with steeper duties on goods from around 60 countries, the tremors were felt far beyond American shores. What was once the domain of economists and trade negotiators became a global household concern. Tariffs, long considered a technicality in trade policy, had suddenly become a symbol of national economic survival. Economists around the world swiftly warned that these unilateral tariff hikes could not only derail U.S. economic growth, but also drag the global economy towards a recession. Already, the tariffs have resulted in the biggest disruption to global trade since the Second World War. Well-known CNN commentator Fareed Zakaria warned that high tariffs, and the exemptions that inevitably follow, could result in an orgy of corruption. Indeed, exemptions have already begun to surface for well-connected billionaires with direct access to President Trump, including high-tech companies importing smartphones, computers, electronic components, and auto parts. In contrast, the lower-income segments of society, those whose grocery bills and costs for essential goods like shoes and clothing are set to rise, are unlikely to receive any relief. Although tariffs have been paused for 3 months, with the exception of China, none have been formally excluded from the tariff regime. This remains the case even as countries like Vietnam and Israel have publicly announced their intention to eliminate all tariffs for the United States under their FTAs. Meanwhile, the U.S. administration is reportedly reviewing the steps taken to address identified non-tariff barriers. Pakistan's six-page list includes trade irritants such as the misuse of SROs, statutory regulatory orders to grant arbitrary exemptions, bans on imports like U.S. beef and wheat, and non-compliance with global customs valuation rules. For Pakistan, this moment demands a serious reappraisal of its trade policies. Our exports not only seriously lag behind other peer countries, but they also remain heavily concentrated in two markets, Europe and the United States. Pakistan has made no substantial efforts to engage with the rapidly expanding Asia-Pacific trade bloc or RCEP countries. Moreover, Pakistan has failed to diversify its export base. While engineering goods account for over 50% of global trade, they represent less than 5% of Pakistan's exports. One significant reason is our outdated regulatory framework, which micromanages the production and trade of engineering goods through rigid input-output coefficient policies, remnants of mid-20th century economic planning. Another foundational pillar of our current trade policy also warrants scrutiny. This is our preference for import substitution as compared to export-led growth. It is done through tariff cascading, which implies higher duties at each processing stage.